Welcome to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here together primarily working on our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an educational, coaching, and consulting platform for newbie real estate investors, people who have never owned rental real estate, investment real estate before. And then people join our group that literally already have 5,000 apartment units. They just want to take it to the next level or grow their portfolio, whatever the circumstance is. Yesterday's show, we talked about getting psychological leverage on yourself to get yourself to take action. And I got a couple of curious emails where people were wondering, you know, where can I read more about this concept? And there's really multiple places that you can go. I just want to tell you my favorite. It's the audio version of Anthony Robbins' book, Awaken the Giant Within. Awaken the Giant Within. His first book, Unlimited Power, outstanding also. But the audio to that book is not as good as the audio to Awaken the Giant Within. And we're going to actually talk a little bit more about leverage today and getting yourself to take action. But I do want to, before we proceed, give accolades to a listener who wishes to remain anonymous. About a month, maybe a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, I did a show where I was talking about romance. And I made fun of people who, you know, and bear with me, you'd have to hear the whole show because what I'm about to say is just going to come across pretty harsh. But I was referring to the heterosexual relationship, male to female. And I go, you know, you let your wife chop her hair off. You let her get fat. You buy her a minivan. And when she wants to get implants, you won't let her get implants. Just the things people do to their lives, their romantic lives, that when you look at them from the outside are hysterical. And a lot of it comes from insecurities. You know, as sad as this sounds, a lot of men, sorry guys, I'm going to pick on you for a minute. You know they want their wives to get fat? That way they don't feel as threatened. Makes them more secure. As sick as that sounds, that happens more than you would ever want to admit. Why don't guys, you know, breasts are fat tissue. They disappear. After 40, they're really not there. And then they won't let their wives get implants. Why? Insecurity. My wife will be too hot. She'll leave me. Pathetic. Pathetic. And this listener, listen to my show, encouraged his wife to go to the gym, bought her a sports car, and got her implants. And he said, they're... I'm sorry. It's just a riot to me that people don't realize this, and I have to tell them. But now their romantic life has come back alive. Amazing. Really? So now your wife's in a sports car. She feels sexy. You're doing the dishes more often. You're cleaning the house more often. And romance picked up in your life, huh? Now, I'm not making fun of this guy. In fact, the exact opposite. I applaud him for taking action, and then look at the results that he has gotten as a result of taking action. So his romantic life has gone through the roof. They're taking a trip somewhere, somewhere in Europe, just the two of them, without the kids. Romance is blossoming. And then the fun part, that's the fun part. Even more good news. He feels more effective at work. He's more energized. He's happier. You know, people that let their spouse get overweight will at the same time say they love their spouse. Really? So you're going to let your spouse die 5, 10, 15 years early, but you love them. Well, I don't want to tell them they're fat. They'll get mad at me. Uh-huh. How mad are they going to be when they die 15 years early? You know, my wife, if I get, like I'm 25 pounds over, she gives me crap every day, and I am grateful for it. Because if she had not, I was on the verge of hitting that 50 pounds overweight, morbid obesity. If she hadn't have loved me and had the guts to go, hey, fatty, which is pretty much how she did it. I think she used the word chubby. That was it. You look real cute, chubby, or something like that. And I was like, what are you talking about? Because you don't recognize it. You really don't. People get delusional about their weight. They just become delusional. I had a lady who had gained 80 pounds and lost it. And from being in the fitness industry for 5 years and seeing women who lose weight, I can look at a woman and tell that they've lost a bunch of weight. Their skin hasn't quite gone back to normal. And I go, man, you look amazing. I mean, you've lost a lot of weight, haven't you? She goes, yeah, 80 pounds. And I go, here I am sitting with a brilliant woman. And this woman is brilliant. I go, how did you gain 80 pounds? She told me that she told herself that her dryer was shrinking her clothes. Delusion. So, accolades to this listener, who again wishes to remain anonymous, but go change your life. And some of you are wondering, what are you talking about doing the dishes and things like that? It comes down to romance is not taking your wife to Europe. Yeah, that's romantic. But do you want to only be romantic 3 times a year? Maybe once a year, maybe once every 5 years? Or do you want to be romantic every stinking day? I suggest you be romantic every day. And romance is as simple as doing the dishes. And ladies, you can back me up on this. Or whatever your situation is, male or female. Isn't it wonderful when you have a break? You know, men come home from work. The women are coming home from work. Or they're spending all day with 2 children. Which is more work than I do in a day. And they expect a meal on the table. They expect her to do the dishes. They expect her to do the laundry and then get romantic after that. Where's her break? Where's her time to regroup, to even feel sexy? It's not there. That's why doing the dishes. We'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back from the break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. You must understand that 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. We help stop that by teaching our members how to use real estate to build a second stream of income that meets and exceeds all of their wants and needs. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at gettotalwealth.com. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where I wasn't intending to get into the romance side of it. But I do want to give you this sales pitch for how to put romance into your life every day with natural things. In other words, people always think romance has to be something outstanding. It has to be different. It has to be spectacular. It doesn't. I have come home and just had a great meal for me. The minute we finish the meal, I send her off to her little cave, her bedroom, our bedroom, if you will, and say, why don't you just go watch a little TV program and relax for a little bit? I'll do the dishes and I'll finish the laundry. And amazingly, she has time to regroup. She has time to think about being sexy. She has time to think about romance. But if she's doing all those things that, you know, commonly are pushed off onto the female, which is just ridiculous, but that's romance. Caring. Give her time. Time off. Because I'm telling you, if you've got a wife, even if she's stay at home, she's working probably harder than you are. Now, there's exceptions to that if you're in the oil field or something like that. But if you're a normal business person or you work at Best Buy, man, running two kids, holy Toledo, that's a lot of work. And a house, in my case, Josie ran our kids, two houses, helped me run the business. She's just phenomenal. So don't look at romance as something that has to be extraordinary. It's in everyday little events. I can tell you, I hope she's not listening. Josie loves to have her back rubbed. I'm not much of a massage guy. But I figured out that when she's painting or doing her arts, if I just walk up to her while she's sitting there and rub her back, you'd think I gave her $1 million, the response that I get from it. Look for the little things. Find your lover's love language. For some, it's gifts. For some, it's time. They want more time with you. For others, it's compliments. Others, it's just flat out listen to them. There's all kinds of, you can look this up. Look up love languages and you can find, I think there's 6 of them, major ones. And then I've got a neat wife because she responds to all of them, which makes my job a lot easier, as you can imagine. But think about that and apply it and see if you don't end up a little more romantic than normal. I bet you money you do. Now, don't do it with an attitude of expecting romance. They're going to see right through you. And then it's going to lessen the effect and they're not going to trust you, blah, blah, blah. So just do it. Give her time to regroup, or him, or whatever your situation is, to regroup. And you'll see your romance blossom go through the roof. Do the trips to Europe as well. Do the trips to Mexico, the casino, whatever your guys' thing is. but also do it on a daily basis. Because I don't like having romance two or three times a year. I like it a lot more than that. So I hope that helps those of you that are challenged with that particular problem. Okay, let's get back to talking about what we started talking about yesterday, which is making change, lasting change, or getting into action. They're really the same thing. So if I interchange those words, lasting change or getting into action, the strategy for doing both is identical. And the first thing that you've got to do is change your shoulds to musts. You've got to understand that the words that you choose to use will dictate how much action you take. If you say, wow, that's a real, real nice sunset, it's different than saying, honey, you got to come over and see this spectacular sunrise. You've got to learn how to use better words. Now, I'm going to tell you a story that's really interesting, that they went into a prison and some psychiatrist had talked them into letting him check the vocabulary of all the inmates. And what they found was that the inmates had very low vocabularies, very limited vocabularies. And there was a lot of violence. There was a lot of hatred. There was a lot of anger at the prison. So he goes in there and they start a system of teaching people how to build their vocabulary. Within a couple of years, the violence began to subside. And it came down to this. The people with large vocabularies who were able to describe their emotions at multiple levels would stop fighting. They would stop being violent. But the people who only knew one way to express their emotions, you know, the person that goes, oh, I'm pissed off. They just forgot your ketchup in your Happy Meal. Oh, I'm pissed off. They couldn't control themselves and continued to be violent and get in fights. But the people who learned how to say, man, I'm just a little irritated. I'm a little bothered. Then there was anger. Then there was pissed off. You see, they had to learn different ways to express how they were feeling. It's the same for us on the outside, not in prison. We've got to learn multiple ways to express our feelings. I think the Inuit, used to be called Eskimos, they have like 200 words for snow. I only know one, snow. Well, I guess I know slush too. I know two. But you see how subtle the differences would be if there's 200 different types of snow and how clearly they can communicate? You've got to be the same way in your life. So the first word that I want you to eliminate is the word should. I should start building a second stream of income. I should lose weight. I should quit smoking. As Tony Robbins calls it, you can should all over yourself. But until you turn a should into I must do it, nothing's going to happen. You must. See how different it feels to say, I must lose this weight. I must build a second stream of income. It feels different. If there's a word you like better, guess which one you should use? That one. In other words, I'm just giving you some suggestions. You may have a word that just charges you up and gets you fired up. A trigger, if you will. Then once your shoulds become a must, the second step is, and this is the toughest, to make lasting change, you must change your should to a must. And the second thing is, you have to believe you can do it. You have to believe you can do it. You know why most of you don't have a second stream of income? You don't believe it. You don't believe you can do it. Because if you did, you'd already be working on it. But something tells you you can't do it. It's not real. That's just for rich people. That's just for super successful overachievers and things like that. You got to believe you can do this. I'm telling you, I was a dumb health club instructor when I started. All right, we'll talk more after the break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. By the way, the phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. We do passive investments in self-storage, apartments, strip shopping centers, hotels, mid-rise office buildings, assisted living, and more. Our members are able to use their IRAs and 401ks without tax or penalty to buy real estate and build passive income. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at GetTotalWealth.com. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where today we're focusing on the psychology of successful people and how they manipulate their brain to get themselves to take action. We talked a lot about this yesterday when we talked about leverage. If you don't understand leverage, imagine that you're overeating and you can't stop. You've tried everything, which of course you haven't, but that's how people believe. I tried everything. I can't lose weight. Guy walks in, puts a gun to your head and says, stop overeating. You know what you'd do? You'd stop overeating. That's leverage. Now that's an extreme example, but we talked about finding your motivation, finding all the reasons to quit overeating, finding all the reasons to build a second stream of income, finding all the reasons to quit smoking, finding all the reasons to get involved in your charity of your choice, things like that. Anything that you want out of life, putting a list together of all the reasons you want it and a list of all the pain that's going to be associated with it if you don't achieve it. And that gives you leverage on yourself to get yourself to take action or create lasting change. Today we're focusing on lasting change. One, changing your shoulds to a must. Two, you got to believe you can do it. Now, this one's tough for people because a lot of people have failed in the past and they consider themselves a failure. And because failing in the past was so painful, and what do we know about pain? People will do three times as much to avoid pain as they will to gain pleasure. So since they failed in the past and it was so flipping painful, they don't want to try again. What you've got to realize, and here we go with Tony Robbins again, his material is phenomenal. You know, he read, I think, 700 books on psychology before he wrote his first book. This guy's a wealth of knowledge and ideas. Again, pick up the audio version of the book, Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins. You got to understand that the past does not equal the future unless you psychologically live there. See, if you're going, man, I want to try and build a passive stream of income, but I failed before. It was so painful. I'll probably fail again. I don't want to go through that pain again. You're never going to take action because the pain seems so real. But it's the past. the past does not equal the future. There's another phrase I want you to get in your head. What does not kill you makes you stronger. You, because you tried and failed, are a stronger person as a result. You, because you tried and failed, are a better person than you were before. Better, stronger, smarter. Michael Jordan said this, I failed over and over and over. And yes, he said it three times. That's why I succeed. See, everybody fails. Michael Jordan, Arnold Schwarzenegger, everybody fails over and over again. Nobody doesn't fail. I've failed multiple times. But I get back up, dust myself off, look around for my support group, and keep moving forward. You got to do the same thing. You've got to do the same thing. So if that's the one holding you back, because you tried multi-level marketing, or you may have tried real estate in the past, and you didn't do it, and you failed, use that pain to motivate yourself not to fail next time. Instead of saying, I don't want to try because I might fail and get that pain, recognize that the reverse also holds true. That if you try, you're going to try harder than you did last time because you know how painful it is to fail. A failure can be a huge motivator. Huge. When I bought my first 10 unit, and out of stupidity, laziness, greed, I sold it for $300,000 less than it was worth because I didn't know what it was worth. I still made a lot of money, don't get me wrong, but I should have made another $300,000. I think I made around $200,000. I should have made $500,000 off the sale of that property. That was painful. I felt like an idiot. I felt like a loser. Felt like a failure. It was painful. So I immediately took a course on multifamily investing and didn't make that mistake again. You know, and it was an expensive course. I cannot remember who it was, but it was $30,000. You'd think I'd remember. And that failure, selling that property for less than it was worth, was so painful that it motivated me to do the right thing, which was not stop being greedy, pay the fee, learn the business, and move forward. Every failure I've ever had has made me a better person. And I suggest it's going to be the same for you. So remember that the past does not equal the future. You are better, stronger, and smarter for having tried. It's now time to try again. And then I'm going to bring up this story. How many times do you let your child try to walk before you tell them that they can't walk? How many times? There's no limit, is there? How many times are you going to try to get the life that you want before you give up? See, for a lot of people, it was only one or two times. Well, I tried multi-level marketing. I tried this real estate investor group. It didn't work, so I'm never going to try again. Can you imagine doing that to your kid? Why are you doing it to yourself? You got to keep trying. Get knocked down, get up. Get knocked down, get up. Keep trying. Give yourself permission to succeed by continuing to try. Don't live in the past. You want to focus forward. You want to focus on the future. You want to focus on your envisioned changes and never ever say the phrase, I tried everything. There, no one has done that. Because if you try everything, you will succeed. There's no, it's not even a question. Because if other people can do it, you can do it. We're not talking about driving your car to London from the United States. No one's ever done that. We're talking about real estate investing. It's on every street corner. You know, I say this a lot, but any fear that you have about investing in real estate is unnatural. It's bizarre when it's on every street corner. So honestly, you drive from home to work, and on every street corner, there's rental real estate. But in your brain, you think it's risky. In your brain, you think it doesn't work. You're a psycho in that portion of your belief system. It is an unnatural fear. So don't ever say you've tried everything. Keep trying and move forward. Then we go back to getting leverage on yourself, which is what we covered yesterday. So now that you understand where lasting change comes from, it's from changing shoulds to musts, and you can replace that must with whatever word empowers you the most, motivates you the most, encourages you the most. I like the word must. I must lose this 25 pounds. I must increase my passive income. I must not smoke, you know, whatever it is. Then believe you can do it. The best way to do that is get around other people that have done what you're trying to do. You know, I have, I don't know what percentage, 10, 15% of the people that join Total Wealth Academy, they join just to be around like-minded people. Why would a guy who's already got 5,000 units join our group? To be around like-minded people. Then remember that the past does not equal the future unless you live there psychologically. You don't want to live in the past. You want to look forward, envision yourself having achieved the changes you want, and never ever say you tried everything. Then you really, if you didn't hear yesterday's show, I highly recommend that you go to gettotalwealth.com, go to the radio page, and podcast that show. Because I did it backwards, because I literally forgot about this part of it yesterday. That's why I went straight into leverage. But go and listen to the show yesterday on leverage and how to get leverage on yourself to take action. When we come back from the break, I would love to have your phone calls, and I'll start answering these emails. Phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we are now heading into the question and answer part. There's quite a few emails. I'll try to get to all of them. If I don't get to your email, don't worry about it. I will email you. Actually, I've got an appointment right after the radio show, so it'll be this evening or tomorrow morning. No, it'll be this evening. I've got time. I'll get your question answered no matter what. So email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. You can also call in 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV with any question you have. It can be about what we discussed, but maybe you got a fear. Maybe you have some rent property and it's not performing as well as I describe. Maybe you want to learn how to invest passively in commercial property like self-storage or apartment complexes. You got questions about that. Feel free to call. No subject matter, real estate related, is off. What would that be? You're allowed to do it. And current subject matter or anything about real estate investing, give me a call at 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. This first one is something, Caitlin, that I don't like. You are house hacking. If you don't know what house hacking is, it's where you, to get a low down payment, which you can do with hard money and you don't have to house hack, to get a low down payment, they move into a property and lease out the other rooms. They do that once a year. It's a ridiculous strategy. It's weak. It shows a lack of knowledge, Caitlin. It's not a good idea. And as you're experiencing, what are roommates? A pain in the donkey. No doubt, it's hard enough to get two married people who are romantically involved to get along, and you got some stranger living in your house. You know, I don't like the idea. How do you keep them from screwing you over is your question. You've got to screen them. Screen the daylights out of them, Caitlin. I'm at your profile too. It looks, Caitlin, like you didn't screen these people. By screening, I mean a credit and criminal report. Talk to previous landlords. Talk to previous landlords. Verify their income and likelihood of continued employment. With those four things, then you can let them in. If they're going to live with you, I really think you should go out to dinner with them. Go to a movie with them. Get to know them before you let them move in with you. And again, I just hate house hacking because you don't have to house hack to get a low down payment. Use hard money. And you don't have to do one deal a year. You can do 50 deals a year, 100 deals a year. There's no limit using hard money. But you've limited yourself to one deal a year. It's a very slow way to get rich. You'll probably be rich by 65. Who cares? You're 65. If I didn't remind you, Caitlin, getting old sucks. I know I'm doing it right now and it sucks. So, hacks, learn how to use hard money. You can take our course. You can take other people's courses. But give us a shot, Caitlin. Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I really appreciate it. Go out there, get some leverage on yourself, whether you're trying to build a passive income stream or stop smoking or whatever it is. Get some leverage on yourself and start taking action on your goal. Take care.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.